So it's that time again. The James Whale radio show is going to hit the airwaves, not only around here, but around the universe as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale radio show.
And here we go. Very good afternoon, evening, morning time, anytime you like. The James Whale radio show online and on a whole host of radio stations. Rob, the producer of the program, how many radio stations are we on now?
Too many. There's so many that it fills up an A4 sheet of paper.
It does. And little small radio stations who wish to take the program, just get in touch with us. You can get in touch with us by, well, give them the address.
The email address is jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Yep, gmail.com. jameswellradio@gmail.com. Thanks to our friends at talentgb.com who put the program out, stickers right on their front page. And also to our friends at Audioboo. We've just celebrated 15,000 listeners via Audioboo alone. So that's very nice indeed. Later, I'm waiting for a phone call, Rob.
Are you?
I'm waiting for a phone call from Shane Ritchie, who said he'd like to be the guest on the programme today. But you know what it's like when you're in a long-running soap opera. Not only that, he's got quite a lot of domestic chores. His wife actually is quite... Well, she's quite tough, to be honest with you. And so he has to do the housework before he's allowed to go out.
Kathleen.
Is that his wife's name? I didn't know that was his wife's name.
Yeah, Kat.
Oh, right, okay. Shane, you're not confusing him with Alfie, are you?
Well, he's the same person. He's married to the same person, isn't he?
Oh, for goodness sake, Rob, I forget. You have such a sheltered life, don't you?
I've seen him together. He's definitely married to Kat.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to explain now. It would take far too long. Listen, what you need to do is when the phone rings, I'll answer the phone and we'll get Shane on the programme. So listen out for the phone.
All right, I'll do that. I'll patch it in when it comes in.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, a couple of new things to the programme. Thank you to everybody for listening. And please tell your friends, share the excitement. Before I go any further, actually, I should say this has been my first week, or probably when you hear this last week, my first week of doing the breakfast show for BBC Essex, which, of course, you can listen to all over the country, all over the world, on DAB and online. And thank you to loads and loads of people who are doing that. I am enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, people are saying, well, James, you're quite serious. Well, I have to be serious. There are serious things to do. Lots of news, travel, weather, and all the sorts of... You know, Rob, who produces this programme, doesn't even read a paper.
No.
I asked Rob the other day what was the name of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and he hadn't got any idea at all.
I said it was Thatcher.
You were wrong. She sadly has died.
When?
That's how wrong. Oh, a long time ago. Anyway... we're going to have to get you a little bit more au fait with what's going on. But listen, if you want to listen, go to Facebook, BBC Essex Facebook, actually, and you could join me on there, can't they?
They certainly can. Always nice to put a comment, you know.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I'm the new boy, you know, and so at the moment they're bullying me a bit.
Are they?
Yeah, well, Dave Monk, who does the lunchtime, the afternoon show, the morning show, I'll get it right, the morning show, he keeps... saying that I'm pinching his hook in the cloakroom.
Really?
Yeah, and I put my gym bag, apparently, on his desk the other day, and he got really upset. So I need some friends on the BBC Essex Facebook page, so if you could organise that, guys, that would be really nice.
Can I ask a question?
I don't know, this is slightly dangerous to allow you to do anything like that, but go on.
The production team, are they as good-looking and professional and organised as I am?
Yes.
That was very diplomatic, that answer.
Well, I have to be truthful with you. They do. I mean, there was a day this week where they did all wear beige.
Oh.
And we did have a long conversation about that because I don't like beige, as you know.
No, that's true.
I'm not a beige person.
What about khaki? Do you like khaki?
I quite like khaki, and I'm very into camouflage.
Lincoln green. I bet you like Lincoln green.
I love Lincoln Green. Can we move on?
Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah. I know. A couple of things I want to talk about on the programme today. Pubs, apparently, may not be allowed to open late for the World Cup. We'll talk a bit about that. And also, on the BBC Essex Breakfast show that I did on Wednesday, we had a story about, and it was an interesting story, but I'd like to know what our listeners think about this. A professor from Zurich came on the radio to tell us about a study that he had done. And it apparently was a study into whether women were more excited by professional cyclists the faster they went.
What?
Yeah. So this was a study, was in quite a few of the papers as well. And I know you don't read the papers, so that'll be no good at all. But the professor, whose name I can't remember, but actually, if you want to listen, if you go to Audioboo, my show on BBC Essex for Wednesday, you can hear this interview. But it's quite interesting. This was recent. I didn't believe it. This professor, who actually we found, and he came on the programme, you can hear the interview, he said that women... Oh, hang on just a moment. I'm sorry about this, listeners. Hello? Yeah, busy at the moment. Talk to you later. Bye. we've got to stop taking calls in the middle of the programme. I'm waiting for Shane Ritchie. That wasn't him.
No.
Where was I, by the way?
Professor.
So, he's carried out this research. It's okay, I'm ahead of you.
You're ahead of me. Is that your way of saying that the women fancy you more than me because you're quicker?
Yeah. But this, what I ask you, what was the point of carrying out research to find out whether women are more attracted to... And these are professional cyclists, and it was done during the Tour de France. And apparently women are more turned on by faster cyclists than slower cyclists. Now, this sounds weird, I know, but bear with me. And all this research was carried out. He wanted to find out, and they're using this, whether women are still more attractive to fitter men. And obviously, if you have more stamina, you can go faster, you are fitter. Now, surprise, surprise, women are more attracted to fitter men, men who win, men who are in the lead.
So it was worth doing the study then?
I could have told you that if actually you just bothered to ask.
James?
Yeah?
If you go faster and you're more fitter and you're better looking, do women fancy you more?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you must go and listen to this on the show from Wednesday morning. I say Wednesday morning because I don't know what time you all are listening to this, but go and have a listen and tell me what you think of the interview. Whether I thought this was a joke, but this is absolutely true. And I also said to our newsreader, Sonia, on the programme, I said, Sonia, if this had been research carried out about women cyclists, would it have been a news story?
Would it not?
It wouldn't, would it?
Shame.
So I'd like to know. This is how you can tell, but you can text me now. You can text The Whale, of course, and we will include some of your texts on next week's programme. Now, as you know, this is... quite expensive to keep this radio show podcast going. We do have our sponsor at Audible, where you can go, and I'll tell you more about that later. But we have another way of actually keeping the program going, because if we don't make some money, we can't keep it going, because you and I are running out of savings, to be quite honest.
I've run out.
Have you run out?
I'm borrowing money off the fund for my daughter to go to university.
Well, tell her to get a job in a shop or something.
Okay.
Well, as you keep telling your daughter that being a Jedi is a prominent religion.
Sorry, Master Yoda.
Anyway, listen, this is what you do. We've got a new text. I'd like you to text me before the show next week. Text me now, actually. Give me your thoughts on lycra-clad cyclists and whether or not faster ones are sexier. You could text me by texting 81888. All right, you just text the word whale, WHALE, followed by your message to me at 81888. Okay, text costs 25p plus standard network rate. So it's a way of helping keep the program going. Cost you 25p extra just to keep the program going. So you could just send me a text a couple of times and say hi if you want. We'll read out some of the texts on the show. Text us anything: rude, naughty, funny, factual, news, comments, anything. Just send us a text, including your name in the message, if you would like a shout-out. So put your name in the message. Don't just send it anonymously, okay? We've decided, well, me and Rob, that this is probably the best way to pay for the show, and rather than us taking a commercial break or me telling you about some fabulous washing powder that you could go and buy, send us a text. It'll help keep the program on the air. That's all you have to do. How do they text us?
Well, they could text 81888. And using the keyword whale, followed by the message, and if they want to, include their name.
Yeah, see, whale, followed by your message to 81888. Text costs 25p plus standard rate. Now, I'll tell you what I wanted to talk about as well, the weather. I'm pretty fed up about the weather. And if you're living down in the West Country, particularly in Somerset, you must be fed up as well. I look out of the window now, and it is persistently pouring down. Really atrocious weather. And everybody's going on about global warming, climate change, and it's all our fault. Listen, I don't buy into global warming. I do buy into climate change, and I think climate change is a normal phenomenon. Obviously, the climate changes. I mean, it used to be warm enough to grow grapes all over the place. The Romans made wine over here. Back in Tudor times, they had ice fairs when the River Thames froze over. So, of course, the climate changes. But what we've done is we haven't looked after the infrastructure of our rivers. And they're all shouting out at the moment, aren't they? Saying, well, we've got to dredge the rivers. Well, yeah, but you should always have kept the rivers clear. You should always have managed the rivers rather than allowing them just to go back. Because then, you know, we don't have the rivers working properly. We've built loads of houses on the floodplains, and now we are reaping the rewards of our own stupidity. Or am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. But what do you think about it? Text me. Text me at 81888, putting the word whale first of all, and sending me your thoughts on that. Now, Robbo.
Yes, sir.
I think it's time for a little bit of music.
Why not?
And this is a track that is from the album Out of an Ancient World. I thought it would go rather well when I was talking about rivers.
Yeah, why not? It sounds good.
Yeah, because it's by River Sea.
Oh, clever.
Available from River Sea's website, riversea-band.com. And here's a track called Eden.
Here I stand on the road to nowhere land. Here is my heart, here is my plan. When here inside I feel I could fall like a waterfall through my own hands. I see the sun go down on Eden, and all along I thought I never would see that. I feel a world of my believing waiting for sunrise to come, waiting for my will. All along I thought I never could say that. Take us back to Eden, where we can dance in the sun. Waiting for you. And all along I thought I never would see that. I feel a world of my believing, waiting for sunrise to come, waiting for their will to be done. And all along I thought we never could say that.
It's breaking up, James. I'm not getting any word you're saying.
Ah, right, okay. There we are. That was Eden from River Sea. You could check out the rest of their music if you go to riversea-band.com. We're always looking out for new music to play on the programme, so if you're in a band or a singer, even if you're an orchestra. We've never had opera, have we?
You want opera?
Well, I don't know. Just a thought. Right. Okay. We're going to do the competition, and then hopefully Shane Ritchie will be here. Now, the competition is dead simple. In fact, it's so simple, Rob, you can explain it.
Oh, crikey. Okay. All you've got to do is go to the James Whale Facebook page, which I believe it's facebook.com/James Whale Radio. I think that's your Facebook page, isn't it?
Facebook.com.
Yeah.
/ James Whale Radio.
There we go. And all you got to do is share the link that James puts up, whatever he puts up, to the show. And in the link, there'll be a lot of names who shared it, and we'll pick one of those as the winner. And this week's winner is Tracy Vineyard.
I cannot believe, Tracy, that is a real name. Tracy Vineyard.
Yeah.
No, that is not. Tracy, that's a made-up name, isn't it?
Don't say that. You'll have a whining next week.
Well, text me, Tracy. Text me on 81888, putting Whale first, Whale, 81888, and text me. Tell me whether Vineyard is your real name or not. You're going to win a signed copy of my book, because I've still got a garage full to get rid of. You're going to get Crash by Parry Ray. Great EP. It's very good, actually. You'll enjoy it. But to win the competition, there is, as Rob says, no question. All you've got to do to win next week's competition is share the link. Share the link. We'll pick a winner from the share list. Just go to facebook.com/James Whale Radio. So well done, Tracy Vineyard. Just before we go to an interview with, who are we going to interview today?
What's his name? Alfie Moon.
Yeah, just keeping you on your toes. Anybody fancy a free copy of the audio version of the book? Listen, I wish you would, because I spent nearly a week recording this. The entire book, you can get it absolutely free, all right? visit my website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Click on the Audible link by registering with Audible, and you will get a free book. Just look for my book, James Whale, Almost a Celebrity. Download it, and you get it free. It's like a book club. The first book, absolutely free. The best bit, if you don't want to be a member, you can cancel and you can keep the book anyway. So it'll cost you nothing. So if you're already a signed up member of Amazon, then you won't have to fill anything in. You just go register and download the links and you get the book. The audio version of the book, absolutely free. Now, is that a phone call I hear ringing?
It is now.
Is that the residence of Mr. Shane Ritchie?
Hello? Are we live?
Of course. Of course. I'm just going to put you through to the studio.
All right, son, don't let me down there, because I fought for people like you in the war.
I know you did, mate. I know you did now. It's all right. Yes. Settle down. Is your heart okay?
Yes, it's all very well, Frank. How's your alopecia?
Yeah, it's not bad. I've had a shampoo and it's all come out today. Don't, because I haven't recovered from Sunday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Shane Ritchie, of course, star of stage, screen and the occasional ice rink.
Yes. Hello, my love. How are you?
Very good. You didn't do the ice rink this year, did you?
No, I didn't do it this Christmas. No, I was very busy, and I kind of got a little bit shafted last year by it. We had the worst weather in Surrey in something like 67 years. So baby Jesus let me down, and I think he's done the same again over this Christmas. So no, my luck. I'll probably want to go and do it next year, decide not to, and we'll have a heat wave.
Okay. All right. I'll let you off for that.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about the fact you haven't got a pub to run anymore.
Episode of your podcast.
This episode of my podcast is about the 18th or 19th, isn't it? Rob, which one is it?
Number 20.
Okay. Oh, number 20.
So we're celebrating, you know, getting to 20 on your podcast.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. Thank you very much indeed, because you are a BAFTA award-winning actor.
Thank you for reminding me about that. And trust me, I like to remind you as well occasionally when you do tend to forget.
But I do forget.
I got a BAFTA, a NAFTA, dodgy awards I got thrown over the last 30 years. I won Donkey Derby when I was 7 on the Isle of Wight. Still got that certificate. Mind you, I come third, but I don't tell people that.
You haven't got what I've
and
got.
I have several awards. I'm looking for the Sony Award. That's the one I'd like to get next for a radio show.
Yeah, you can't.
What did you call me?
You can't. No, you can't get one.
Oh, sorry. I think you find I can if I want to.
No, you can't. It's finished. There are no more Sonys.
And I can if I want to.
No, you can't. Sonys aren't. No, there aren't anymore.
Oh, God. I'm losing the will to live.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. So would I.
Yeah, there's exactly. One, anyway, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been BBC Essex every morning, 6 till 9.
Good.
Be
you
there
enjoying
or
it?
Be square.
What's the reaction been like?
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Yeah?
And Sadie 9. Say that again.
Have you been spoken to any interesting people from Essex?
Yes, lots of lovely people. Well, people keep saying, Shane Ritchie, he's from Essex, isn't he? I said, no.
And I hope
he's
really right.
He's omnipresent.
Yeah, exactly. No, nowhere near Essex, not me. And what's been the highlight since your time there? What's been the highlight? What could you walk... If it was all to stop tomorrow and you've been there after 2 weeks, what could you say, wow, that was the highlight? What happened?
Who's doing the interview here?
Well,
you or me?
Know, you know, well, listen, people are bored with my life, but with your life, I'm interested in your life. What has been the highlight? I'll tell you what, let me broaden your horizon.
I'm going to ask you a question.
How many years have you been in the business now?
A broadcaster. How old are you now?
I'm nearly 50. So, yeah, over 50 years,
I started when you were 10.
Shut up! You're nearly 80 now, so you're a late developer. Okay. Right.
Shut up.
In the time when you started, what would you say was the highlight of your career?
The highlight of my career was getting through the first programmes, getting up at 4 o'clock, getting to the studio on time, not making too much of a mess up, and getting through it by 9 o'clock with no problem.
And then how old were you then when you were doing that?
Yeah, well, I was about 55 then.
You've got a lot of memory, haven't you?
Yeah,
Gordon,
but hang on,
were getting
I've got...
in the way, weren't they? Dropping their doodle bugs, there's me trying to get to work.
I'm not the one who colours my hair.
What hair? Yeah, the only time you colour it, you forget to bring it out with you. That's your problem.
Now, listen, I've got a message from a fellow BBC Essex presenter.
Who's that?
A young lady called Sadie Nine.
Oh, Sadie Nine, one of my first loves, seriously.
Yes, that's what she told me.
In fact, if I was that way inclined, I would ring the authorities, because seriously, I was only 15 at the time, and she was in her early 20s then. But I refuse to say anything because the timing's all wrong. But I'd only just turned 16.
Anyway, listen.
She hasn't
been very well.
She's what?
She hasn't been very well, as you know.
No, but is she all right now? Because I do try and keep in touch with her. But I think she's on the mend.
She's on the mend, but she said she'd love a call from you just to cheer her up a little bit.
I will give her a text, but I might give her a call when I'm sitting in my dressing room and I'm on my own. And there's nobody else to listen. I think only there.
Anyway, listen, I've got something in my hand here that I really
love. I've kept all your
like.
Letters. I know exactly what you've got in your hand. Fucking weirdo. What have you got in your hand?
It's my trophy for being Surrey's under 16 archery champion.
Listen, but yeah, that must Robin Hood must have been in the woods that year then. Really? under 16? But then, no, we're not creating fire. So how can they go out and make a trophy? You must have been down there with the musketeers. You, under 16. Blimey. I can imagine you out there with your quiff. All right, darling, lad, you want to have a look at my bow and arrow? Have a look at this where you are. All right, darling, yeah. Under 16. You can't think that far back. Don't try and fool anybody, you old slaphead. What's the matter with you?
I'm going to choke now. Listen, a couple of photographs with you and me in the woods last Sunday. We should point out, Shane now has become a toxophilist in his spare time.
Yeah, and also I like a bit of archery as well. that's the Latin word for it. Is that the Latin word for an archer?
That's the Latin word for it. It's the only Latin I know.
Am I making an ass of myself? Is it not really the Latin word, or is that the legit name you give to archers?
It's the legit word.
Walking around the woods eating shortbread biscuit cups of teas and shooting at elephants. Not real elephants, mate. I just passed. Just pictures, painted pictures of elephants, which are incidentally painted by another middle-aged man. this really is a midlife crisis time. Seriously, it was either go do archery with you or get a tattoo of Paul Weller put on my back. And I'm not sure which one is the most painful at the moment.
Well, listen, I have to say that when you first came down to the woods to play Robin Hood, I didn't think you'd be there three years now, isn't it? 3 years later.
Three years, yeah. Can't believe it. And I genuinely enjoy it. But what's interesting, joking aside, it's the actual social side, because it's a lot of fun. Everyone just turns up, everyone's disarmed, and of course we're very competitive. And all right, yeah, you're the better than anybody, James. Yeah. You happy now? But the social side is a lot of fun. And that's what I kind of look forward to. And it's very, very interesting, isn't it, when someone from the outside kind of joins the group. And we all get a little bit anal, a bit territorial about our little party. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Which is a bit like West Side Story. We're the Sharks. Oh, here comes the Jets. We start finger clicking with tights on through the woods. But no, I enjoy the social side of it just as much as the archery. And of course, we've since introduced
Theopathetis.
Theo along, didn't you, from Dragon's Den?
Yeah, he's in there.
I brought Tony Tobin. Chef. And we've got a wonderful group of merry men now.
Yeah. Let's talk about you now. Just in case you thought you were going to get away with it. New quiz program that you did record years ago, of
game
course,
show.
When you were a lot younger.
You mean a game show?
Game show, quiz show,
yeah.
Game show.
Yeah, no, they're very different.
Are they?
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, this is the... Well, listen, I know you were upset because you didn't get to present Take Me Out.
Oh, is that the Paddy McGuinness one?
Yeah.
Is this your staple diet of Saturday night viewing? You watch?
No, I haven't. I can't watch anything on television Saturday night because I've got to be up early to go out with you on Sunday
without
morning.
Without the boys, exactly. Mind you saying that, mate, I've got to be honest with you. I'm very rarely out now. I feel your pain. I'm kind of there with you. I get caught up in all them TV shows.
Yeah.
Mine, The Voice, X Factor, with the kids, and I'm sitting there, and the missus, and I kind of just fall asleep in front of it, and it's like fast food telly, but it's all good.
Yeah, well, you are getting a bit older now, you see. You've got to
slow down. I am, and I'm actually feeling it now. Seriously, and I know when I'm getting older is when I enjoy having conversations with you, and I'm kind of going, ah, oh, what's the wise old Yoda got to tell me this morning? And I look forward to getting into the woods, and I see James there, and you've got that little glow behind your head like the Messiah's walking through the woods. Oh, here he comes with his bow and arrow, and you kind of just glide through the woods. You know what I mean? And we all just stand there in awe, and we see, and we're kind of like, you know, at one point, we're almost dropping onto one knee. Oh, here comes the Messiah. Oh, no, I'm not going to do it in front of him. But when he does go, we will pay homage to the whale. Yes, and I look forward to most Sunday morning to do that with you.
EastEnders.
Yes.
You've lost the pub.
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
Well, have I lost it permanently? See, I might be letting you into a little story that no one knows. You see, because I've only been out the pub, since Christmas? And Kat and Alfie have got twins on the way. And of course, that ain't going to run smoothly, is it? And then we just have to wait and see what happens. But funny enough, Alfie's back on the screen soon, and he comes back from Australia with a dark secret. And you have to wait to see what that is. Because I know you're a big fan, and you do embarrass me Sunday mornings when you give me a big hug and you confuse me with Alfie, and I have to push you off, and I go, come on, look at me. This is Shane here now, James, and it upsets you because, you know, I don't wear flowery shirts.
Let's leave my fashion sense out of it.
You what?
My fashion sense, my style.
Your style? Your fashion sense? You style? You couldn't even spell it.
let's go back in time.
World War II pilot most Sunday mornings.
Let's go back in
time. Seriously, you wore a jacket the other day that should have been wrapped around a boiler.
That was a padded gilet.
You've obviously got up and confused your jacket with something that should be wrapped around upstairs your boiler in the loft. And you turn up and, listen, we don't want to make fun of you because, you know, we're coming up to help the aged. And, you know, it's only a matter of time until we've got wheelchair access in the woods. And that way you can get round the whole course.
Yeah, well, you can flip and push me, that's for sure.
Can you imagine? Go on, Shane, that's it, Shane. Go right, pass me one of me arrows. Here we go. Right, Theo, my favourite bubble and squeak. Just run across for me. Go on, run fast, son.
I'll tell you what we should do this next week, right?
Go on.
Why don't we do a little video on one of the phones and post it up on Facebook?
Well, I'll leave that to you then. Yeah, I'm happy to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, then we'll see.
Obviously, I'm not really on Facebook, but you are, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Well, we could tweet it out or something like that. Okay, well, we'll do that. Now, can I just get a sensible word in here before you rush off? Because I know you're very busy.
I am. I've got to do the school run.
Yeah, and then you've got to clean the toilets and the bathrooms. Apparently, you haven't done the cleaning today.
Oh, do you know how many answers I've got for that right now for you? But I just know I'd be arrested. But go on, what do you want to ask me?
I want to take you back to the heady days of Summertime Special.
Oh, them big shows in the mid-80s, yeah.
Isn't it time to bring one back?
You know what? Joking aside, I think they are slowly coming back. But what's interesting, you know as well as I do, there's a lot of producers, young producers out there, that are like, are getting positions of power at the age of 22, 23, and don't really understand variety. I mean, like, people assume... you know, I've been in EastEnders all my life, but I mean, before EastEnders, I had a career doing these kind of shows, certainly back in the 80s. And when I've done stand-up or presented something, you kind of see their face thinking, oh my God, look, Alfie Moon can do that kind of thing. And it's kind of what I used to do before I went as a full-time actor. So, I do believe it's coming back. And I think, you know, I think the likes of Ant and Dec, we got to think, because they're slowly bringing back variety, and it's a bit, but also it's like Emperor's New Clothes, because people think it's all brand new. Well, of course, we know it isn't. I remember I had some young gung-ho from the BBC to me, I've got this idea where we put comic on, right, get professional, with a balancing act and some dancers and maybe get a pop band. I'm going, yeah, that's called a variety show. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, great idea. So it's all coming like full circle again. You know, like all of a sudden now, family sitcoms. You just got to look at Mrs. Brown's Boys, and you know, and Open All Hours has been recommissioned. And I should imagine the same will happen with Only Fools. And it kind of the genre reinvents itself after so many years. And at the moment, you know, game shows are proving to be popular. You know, Bradley's doing well on The Chase, as well as being an actor in Law and Order. So you can kind of do the crossover thing.
That's if you were to get offered a sitcom, would you do it?
I've never done one. And over the years, I've read several, and I've sat and done read-throughs, and I've kind of shied away from it. But there's talk of hopefully doing one maybe this year or certainly next year. I've done lots of comedy drama, but doing a sitcom in front of a studio audience is something I've kind of shied away from, but probably out of fear more than anything. But now I'm kind of at an age where I kind of go, no, I really want to have a go at this.
If you get one, I want to be the warm-up artist.
You want to come out and do a warm-up? What would your opening line be if you were the warm-up artist?
Ladies and gentlemen.
See, you've got me already. Already I'm hooked.
See, that's it. I've hooked you.
That's it. You've got me now. Ladies and gentlemen, there we go. That's gonna be on your gravestone, isn't it? Here lies James Well. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hang on. What are you laughing at? You're my producer. You're supposed to support me.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, James Whale. There we go.
Yeah, very funny. Most amusing. Listen, I would do a great warm-up for you.
I remember I used to do the warm-up for the Late Late Breakfast Show. And I did a couple of Wogans back in the 80s and all that. And I remember, and it was one of the easiest gigs. Because Saturday night, Late Night Breakfast, I used to go live at 6:10. And I'd go out there at 6:00 and go, how you doing, everybody? Don't forget, in case of emergency, follow me, because I'll be the first one out. Don't forget, if you're sitting next to somebody you shouldn't be sitting next to, now's the time to move, because the wife might be watching. Please welcome Noel Edmonds. He'd come out, do 7 minutes, and I'd go, right, countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, we're live. And that was my job. And that literally was me going, hello, ladies and gentlemen. So I think you've got the right approach.
So I think I could do it. So I think we're almost there. Rob, shut up. Producers should be seen and not hurt. No, they shouldn't be anywhere.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, you're confused again. Are you back down to 20 milligrams?
Yeah. I need another shot quickly. The other thing that we've got to talk about very quickly is you've got a band.
Yeah.
And you're also doing some stand-up. You've been doing some comedy stand-up.
Yeah, I've been turning up unannounced at some venues across London, and because I got asked last year to be on live from the Apollo, and I was so excited because I thought I really want to do this. So about 16, 17 months ago, I started going out 3 nights a week doing a stand-up, bosh, and then I stopped doing it for about 3 to 6 months because I had a big storyline on EastEnders, and I couldn't commit to being in clubs at 10 o'clock at night, you know. And when you drop the ball, something like stand-up, it takes some time to come back. And it's only now I've started to do it again. And I'm hoping that I can just keep going. Because you've got to be match fit. You do something like Live from the Apollo, you know, in front of 2,000 people in the Apollo, as well as millions of people at home watching. And you only get one shot at something like that. And if I'm going to do it, I really want to be up there. If you can, 4 or 5 nights a week, just keep banging out, trying new material, honing it down, bringing out writers with you, da-da-da. And it's just trying to find time to do that. But, yeah, that's something I used to do back in the day. And also now, and I've had a band for the last couple of years, but that's just more me showing off.
Yeah, let's forget the band for a few moments, because obviously that's never going to go anywhere.
Thank you.
the comedy. I hate to be nice to you because it really doesn't do me any favours. But the comedy. Interestingly enough, you are just a funny person.
Thank you. I need a good writer. That's right. I'm good at coming up with ideas, but I'm not very good at writing gags. I can come up with funny situations.
No, but you don't need a writer, you see, because you walk out on stage in front of an audience. When we're in the woods playing Robin Hood, and people turn up that you've never seen before, you just go into an act. You just talk about stuff, and it's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I wouldn't tell you that again. Well, I won't tell you that in front of anyone else, by the way.
I need to write it down. I need to record it. Because it's one thing when someone is not expecting you to be funny. It's like when I've turned up and hosted charity events, and they go, oh, he's an actor. Bloke Shane Ritchie, and all of a sudden you go out doing funny. People are laughing because they're not expecting it. But as soon as they go, will you please welcome another comic, blah, 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 Shane Ritchie, as soon as they say the word comic, then all of a sudden their expectations are very different. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that. But you actually, you don't need to tell jokes because you just have funny patter. Things occur to you, don't they? So when you're standing there and there's an audience and the first person heckles you, you'll be off.
What do you mean? Off as in walk off or off?
No, I mean you'll be off. You'll be in a flow. You'll know what to say. Hang on, just
a minute. Mate, listen, I appreciate you saying that, but at the same time with stand-up comedy, you still always got to have a path. I mean, the best ad-lib is a rehearsed one. You know what I mean? And funny enough, I did a gig last week. There was me, Terry Alderton, Kev Orkin, and Kevin Bridges. And I was a little bit rusty. I went out, I had all these ideas in my head that I wanted to talk about. And I just wasn't firing on all cylinders. And people found it funny. I come off stage going, oh, I could have been so much better if I'd have done a little bit of homework. But I couldn't do any homework because I had scripts to learn from EastEnders. So that's what you're kind of up against, you know?
Do EastEnders mind you doing that sort of stuff?
No, not at all, not at all. As long as it doesn't interfere with their filming schedule, then they're happy for me to do stuff.
All right, you better go now because I've just looked at the clock and it's time for you to go and pick up
the
kids.
Yeah, I've got to go and do the school run. Right, Sunday morning, I'll see you there. I'm bringing someone new along, okay? Nick Phillips, famous TV director who directed My Family. He's done loads of TV stuff, so get him in the woods, get him to one side, get him to do your new show, James Well, Big Night In. There you go.
Does he know about the initiation ceremony?
Okay, but it only hurts the first time. That's what I need to explain to him.
Okay? See you Sunday.
See you Sunday, mate. God bless you. See you, James.
Take it easy. Bye.
See you. Bye, mate.
Bye. So, Shane Ritchie, who thinks he's very nice about my prowess as an archer, but I have to tell you, he's doing quite well. And the other day, he beat me, which is really annoying. And if I can, if when we're having fun in the woods one Sunday morning, I'll try and get a little bit of a video and we'll post it up there of us. And the thing you didn't hear, well, I don't think you've heard, is that Rob, the producer, actually phoned him after the programme. And asked him if he'd do a little message for his wife. I'm almost embarrassed to talk to Shane after that.
Shall I put it in the show?
I don't. You could do, and I could say, do you know, asking Shane, to do a message for your wife is really embarrassing.
Hang on a minute. Think about it. Right. Well, it's not. Well, you're already famous. I'm not famous, but you know, imagine the brownie points I'm going to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Weren't you in the slightest bit embarrassed to ask him to do that?
He's a really nice man. He is. And his wife, Kat.
Oh, dear. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Right. Thank you very much indeed to Shane. Now, we did put out on Facebook your thoughts. I want to know your thoughts on pubs. You remember that the government said pubs could not automatically open late for the first World Cup game in Rio because it wasn't a special occasion. And, of course, everybody got up in arms about that. How can the World Cup not be a special occasion? Then, of course, David Cameron has come to the rescue and he says he's going to sort it out. So some of your thoughts. Leslie Donnelly says, longer hours help other businesses, taxi firms, breweries, snack suppliers. It goes across the board. They should be able to open. Colin Ibbotson says, no, it'll be full of idiots. It'll kick off if England loses. Watch it at home. Listen, I'm hoping, not the microphone, sorry about that, Mike. I'm hoping people can behave themselves. Nobody has to be badly behaved because it's a football game. You can cheer them on. You can have a good time. You can be with your mates. But nobody has to get leery, surely. David Gooch said, so many pubs boarded up these days. We need to help keep them open. We do. I mean, there's nothing like a great pub with an open log fire, and they're closing down at a rate of knots. Gary Elm says, they did it for the Rugby World Cup, but there's a cultural difference here. That said, I know of many footy fans moving heaven and earth to try and improve the image of the game and the fans. The media tends to concentrate on the minority. And Gary, I think you're right. But I think football's winning. I think it is getting better, but there's still a few problems. You're right. Eleanor Jennifer Lewis. Hello, Jennifer Lewis. Can't see why not. Anyway, I thought they were able to open and close when they liked. You know, I don't know why I was brought up in a pub, but of course the licensing laws were brought in. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was because during the First World War, people had to go and work in the munitions factories and do various other things. So to keep people from getting too drunk, they introduced licensing laws, but they've never, ever put them back. I mean, you don't have licensing laws in any other country that I can think of where alcohol is legal. So perhaps it's time we got rid of the licensing laws. You might like to give me your thoughts on whether or not the licensing laws should be repealed in this country. Text WHALE, followed by your thoughts on that, to 81888, all right? Text WHALE, followed by what you want to say, to 81888, and we'll mention some of them on the programme next week. Text costs 25p plus standard network rate. And Craig North says, England World Cup games and pubs are made for each other. Shut the pubs, and there'll be more domestic violence. Happens, sadly, as has been proved statistically. So thank you for some of your thoughts there as well. I think that's nearly all the time we have for this week's programme. But I shall be on BBC Essex from 6 o'clock in the morning until 9, Monday to Friday. You can join me there for the three-hour show. And if you've got a chance, go to BBC Essex's Facebook site and leave me a message, or phone in during the programme. We can have a chat. If you've heard it on here, why don't you get BBC Essex online on DAB, listen to the programme sometime as you're going to work in the morning between 6 and 9, and give me a ring. Rob, I think that's about it, isn't it, mate?
I think so, yeah. I'm tired now.
Are you tired now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, be sure you visit our website as well, jameswhaleradio.co.uk.
I always do.
And no, not you, everybody listening. And you know, if you've missed some of our other programmes, there are 20 of our podcasts up there now, so you could nearly have a whole day wall-to-wall whale, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. Or you could always go to the iTunes and subscribe there, or check out our YouTube channel. Apparently there's loads of videos there from all the stuff that you've done over the years, as well as all the new stuff.
If you download my audio book, I mean, it's almost a week's worth.
It's not that long. It's about 4 hours.
Yeah. Is the book 4 hours long? Have you listened to it all yet?
I've listened to it all.
My gosh. How long? For 4 hours?
For 4 hours. Well, 2 hours one night and 2 hours another night.
That was very good. Listen, I've got a little night out at a golf club fairly soon, one of my after dinners. You should come along to one of those. I'm quite funny.
Are you as funny as when you're doing your warm-up stuff, like, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. I'm going to make a great warm-up artist for Shane Ritchie, that's for sure. You're being silly now, so say goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you next week, guys.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
Hello?
Can you say hello to my wife for me so I can get some, bedtime points?
What's her name?
Melanie Oldfield.
Is she there now?
No, I'll play it to her later.
Okay. Melanie, if you're listening, this is Shane Ritchie, but I think you know who it is because you obviously recognise my voice. Said it now. He's going to know what's going on. Listen, Mel, just call me when you get a chance, okay? Something we need to talk about. I miss you, darling. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. That's more than enough.
Right, I'm going. I've got to go.
Cheers, Shane.
Talk to you later. See you later. See
mate.
Bye.
James, I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.